Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July the 6th. The grains closed sharply lower with December corn limit down 40 cents at 539 and 3 quarters. September wheat down 26 and 3 quarters at 626. September Minneapolis wheat was down 45 at 793 and a quarter. November beans down 94 cents at 1305. We got down to $13.50, bounced a couple of times off of that. Couldn't quite get limit down. Limit down was 1299, so we missed it by a penny and a half, but still not a very good close. Oil limit down 350 lower. The meal down 2590. So just a tough day in the grades all the way around. Needless to say, rains make grain, and you know, we saw good rains in the Dakotas, good rains in Minnesota. We've got more rains on the way over the next several days. Between now and Monday, we're expecting rains, you know, everywhere, virtually everywhere around the country that we can see. So Thursday, right here in the heart of the Midwest, Illinois, Iowa, North Dakota, we might miss some rains on Thursday. But it looks like tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, everybody's got some decent chances for rains out here. Temperatures are really pretty moderate. Fargo gets up to 90 degrees one day. Chicago is starting to cool off now. We got up to 91 or 92 yesterday, and that's about it. Now we're going to head back down into the 80s and high 70s. So I don't see that there's a whole lot of stress there, which could be here this time of year. I just don't see it. So I think the bottom line here is that rain makes grain, and we can see some lower prices. Now, technically, December corn closed under the close where we were on the report day that we had the big rally off of. And the beans closed under that number as well. So this is the big pivot day today. And I would say the markets failed miserably. And this tells me that the market expects that we can see some more rains and that the crops may be coming back a little bit here, at least to trend line yield or maybe better. So I don't see anything that's really going to stop this market from ultimately moving lower the rest of the week unless the Chinese come in and buy something. We've got some trend lines out here. We've got some moving averages. Let's take a quick look at the charts. December corn's got the trend line and the 100-day moving average right at 525. I think we'd see some buyers down there. On the November beans, we closed right at the 100-day moving average. There's a little bit of a trend line. Comes in at 1291, so 15 cents lower. So, you know, I just don't see these prices rebounding anytime soon, unless they take all the rains out of the forecast, which they've certainly been known to do before. So, you know, if you've got the puts, hold on to them. I really, really expect to see lower prices in the corn and beans over the next week or two if these rains hold up. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.